the innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September.
From the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it is Tanner Thursday. I've already dropped the name Topical Thursday, because every time I try to go to Topical Thursday, Tanner's just going to show up, and really nobody wants that.
Aw. I want Tanner.
I also want Tanner here. It's, Big T's the backup.
Yeah.
The backup plan.
He hears that we're changing the name and he just starts steptoeing around, just being like, hey, y'all, I'm here.
He has to watch it though. He doesn't want to get caught steptoeing. Could get him in trouble.
Steptoe to freedom, Tanner.
Inside jokes are inside. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Shannon Young and I'll be your host tonight, as I always am every Thursday, except when I'm not.
That is, except for those few Thursday shows that I picked up.
Where Jesse hosted, or the one where did Asa ever host one?
Mm-mm. I don't think Asa's ever hosted.
Who's the weirdest person to host a show on Podzilla 1985?
I think it's just it's been me, you, and Cody.
Krista. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Krista hosted one episode.
Yeah, she hosted an episode of
Nerd Up, because we were all in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that wasn't a Thursday.
Well, it's true, but it's still she still hosted.
Well, hopefully we don't have to have anybody weirdly host soon.
Hopefully not.
I'm trying to remember what we were like, why you and I would have been gone and Krista wasn't.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't that when we went up for,
cause she went with us to your birthday.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought it would have been.
Did we have a zoo day?
I don't think so.
Krista would have been included.
Where the hell were we?
Or maybe it was just, you didn't want to host the episode of Nerd Ups, you just had Krista do it?
No, we were gone. We were both gone because Lindsay was gone too. And I'm pretty sure that show ended up being Steven, CJ, maybe Stephanie and Krista.
I'll put the butts in the seats.
Which is just the most god-awful lineup you can imagine.
Oh, that's not true.
Except for Stephanie and Krista. And CJ and Steven's not that bad.
Well.
All joking aside. But they're not here tonight. Tonight you've got the A-team and Dalton. And Dalton's next to me right now. Dalton Anthony. Once again, man, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart.
I loved your apology.
Yeah, beautiful apology.
I put
Jesse. Did you get to hear that one yet?
I got to read it.
Yeah, I showed him my transcript of it because I typed it out. It was hands down the best work I've ever done.
You should listen to it because seeing it is not the same as hearing it, and he really put his heart into that. And you know, there's a reason that we brought you back, and you know, from your heart came those words, and it was spectacular.
It was one of those, like, I was crying, but it was because I was so proud of that speech.
You were crying.
Yeah.
You were crying. That's not unusual for you on this show.
No.
Jesse Kimball's at the end of the table.
Yo, yo.
Jesse does not cry.
No.
Jesse is a stone man filled with
stone. You just said
rage
and hatred.
And hatred. Speaking of balls of rage and hatred, Lindsay Wolfgang.
I don't understand that transition unless I'm angry at Pokemon.
You're a ball, and that ball is filled with rage and hatred.
No.
You have two balls.
No.
On the front of your chest.
That's different.
That are filled with
rage.
Rage. One. No. I call one rage and the other hatred.
I mean, I guess that almost makes sense.
This is a weird show
already, and we're 4 minutes
not
in.
Boosting this episode,
Lindsay. We bring you on this show every week, and we don't use you much because we get into these topics that you're not down with. Let's talk
about
something.
That's why I bring my Pokemon cards and catalog them while we're doing this.
You do.
She has a whole bunch of Pokemon cards on the table right now.
Let's talk about Gene Wilder because you're a big fan of Gene Wilder. I think.
I mean,
you liked Willy Wonka.
I love Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I wore that VHS out when I was little.
So what, on the scale of deaths, how was his death to you? Not quite Robin Williams.
Not quite to that extent, but I was upset. Like, my boss kind of not so much teased me, but he was checking his phone. He was like, oh, someone died. And I'm like, I don't like the tone you're using. And he's like, you're probably going to know this one because all of our other staff are so young, they probably don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, as soon as he told me who it was, I'm like, oh, no more Willy Wonka.
I mean, no, there's still Willy Wonka.
No.
Yeah, Johnny Depp out there.
Johnny Depp got you taken care of, baby.
No.
It's true.
I love Johnny Depp, but not as Willy Wonka.
Yeah, I hated that movie.
That movie was
weird. Most people did.
Never watched it.
Don't.
It was supposed to be.
Just don't.
It was more accurate to the book.
Yes.
But it wasn't.
It was Tim Burton's accuracy to the book.
It was, yeah, it was.
I'm sorry, nothing will match Gene Wilder's performance.
No, Gene Wilder was, amazing as Willy Wonka. And I hated that movie when I was growing up because I thought it was just a big candy commercial. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was a book. I thought they just took this candy. It would be like today if they made a movie about
Snickers,
a hero named Gatorade.
Don't get it wrong. They were using the movie as a promotion. It's just the candy bars. Something in the formula was wrong and they all melted.
What?
I'm dead serious. They made actual Wonka bars that they were going to sell when they released the movie, but something in the chocolate formula went wrong and the candy was ruined. They couldn't sell it.
I mean, Wonka is a brand of candy.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I see, Nerds is a Willy Wonka candy, you know, and I love Nerds.
Gobstoppers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which were in the movie.
Yep.
The
Everlasting Gobstoppers.
Everlasting Gobstopper. Willy Wonka was not the movie I knew Gene Wilder from, though.
Blazing Saddles.
Not even Blazing Saddles. Oh,
Frankenstein.
I can't think of what it was.
Stop.
It's one of Richard Pryor.
Yes, it's a Richard Pryor.
I can't think of the title.
I think it was See No Evil, Hear No Evil. It was either that or, I mean, they did a lot of movies together, him and Richard Pryor, and all of them were really good.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Blazing Saddles, the part, Cleavon Little, I think was his name.
Yeah, who's playing the sheriff.
The sheriff. That was actually meant for Richard Pryor. Yep. That was supposed to be a Richard Pryor part.
But Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor actually hated each other at the time.
Or possibly because Richard Pryor was always so coked up and...
That could have led into the hate.
One could have led to the other. But then there was...
They're not mutually exclusive ideas.
Blazing Saddles, which was the best comedy and one of the best westerns of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Blazing Saddles. I watched Blazing Saddles that night, and it's... I just love that movie. I've got it on Blu-ray. I've got it on DVD.
You need to let me borrow that Blu-ray because I want to watch
it.
I got you.
Fam. What about you, Dalton?
Oh, Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka was my first experience with Gene Wilder as well, but Blazing Saddles will always be how I remember him. The Waco kid. That will forever be Gene Wilder to me.
I was hoping Tanner would be here tonight because I really wanted to talk to him about Gene Wilder. Because I know he's a huge fan of Blazing Saddles and Mel Brooks in general, and you know, me and him could just sit. Me, him, and you could probably sit here and quote it all night, which we've done before.
Yeah, it's true.
I still remember the day that we went over to Kevin. It was Carrie.
Carrie and Justin's,
and watched Blazing Saddles, and Kevin just quoted the movie word for word as we were watching it.
Yep,
that was annoying.
And then
Kevin,
because
I know
of that,
you're listening.
That, don't say anything negative. That's our money.
Oh, well, no, he's
fine. It was funny because of that, like for that reason. Shannon and I say, well, I'm going to go get some food. I'll be back. And, Bob, Matt, and Kevin all went with him and they never came back.
Yeah. They went back to my place and watched something. I don't remember what
it was.
Went
back to watch The Simpsons.
Probably. Or King of the Hill.
Yeah.
We watched a lot of that.
That's true. And I remember like thinking, I wonder if they're coming back.
Nope.
Guess not.
It goes back to him liking his little cave.
Yeah, because the only reason we got Shannon over there, importantly, is because at that time
Blazing
Carrie
Saddles?
Lived. Well, A, it was Blazing Saddles, and B, Carrie lived in La Crosse with us.
Yeah.
Well, I say us. I didn't live there at the time.
Right.
But yeah, Carrie lived in La Crosse, so all Shannon had to do was walk down. And
walked back.
Yeah.
It was that simple.
Very simple. he ended up leaving halfway through the movie.
I'm sorry. It's nothing personal. I don't remember why we left. It was probably because of Kevin, which is ironic because Kevin went with us. You know?
Well, like, it was one of those things. I think everybody was getting a little annoyed that, like, he was quoting everything, but.
Oh, God. Kevin, we're joking. This is a bit. Everybody was annoyed with me. I'm a sociopath.
No, I mean, like, we all love the movie so much, and we all could have quoted it. Well, I think there were two people there that hadn't seen it was the problem.
Yeah.
But I don't remember that much about the scenario, so.
I don't either.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
My brain's just kind of fried right now in general.
That was, like, 2011 or something like that.
It was years ago.
It was a while back.
I was in high school.
Now you're out of high school. Jesse almost lost his water on that one. He almost gamed you.
Yeah, that sounds dirty.
That does sound dirty. Like, what was the racist term you guys were talking about the other day?
Circus pandas.
I feel like I could probably do it better than this store if these damn circus pandas weren't taking all my jobs.
Yeah.
I feel like it's racist, but I don't know why or how.
And you start trying to make associations. You're like, okay, pandas. Where are pandas from?
So is
China.
This like Asians or is this like making fun of like
that's
half
not making
black,
fun of anybody.
White people? Like,
no,
what I'm trying to do. Look, I'm trying to figure out why this is racist. Cause it sounds racist.
It sounds super racist.
We're making fun of Gene Wilder. Was he a circus panda in any of his films? Or did he just play a slightly neurotic white guy with crazy hair?
He was in several black and white films.
He's a circus panda.
Oh, any actor that was in a black and white movie, Circus Panda. Got it. Black and white entertainer.
Charlie Chaplin, Circus Panda.
Lindsay, the original Circus Panda.
I'm going to need you to make me one of those Podzilla shirts and on the back of it put hashtag Circus Panda.
I'm taking it back.
I don't know.
I'm taking it back.
I don't know if it'll let me do front and back design.
You can actually choose.
I'll check.
Whenever you go, because I actually saw this today, you can choose
you
when you check out.
What you put on it.
Yeah,
but...
you can, well, you can choose like if you want it on the back or front.
Okay.
Like the design. Because I was thinking about buying a hoodie.
Can I buy, can I pay for stuff on the back, like hashtag Circus Panda?
Not custom stuff, but if she makes the design.
Yeah. I'll see what I can do.
It would be the clerk's bit.
Yeah. No, I got you.
It's like I'm taking
it
back.
I make no promises, but I'll see what I can do.
Also, did you know that you can go to redbubble.com, search for Podzilla 1985, and buy our merchandise?
Hell, you don't even have to search for it anymore. We're featured on the website, Redbubble. Thank you.
I know. It's
Instagram,
awesome.
Yeah. Podzilla.
I have no
just,
idea how happy that made me.
Just taking off today. Doing some cool things all over the place. We're very excited about them. We're hoping to talk about more in the future. All those times we said cool things were happening, we lied.
Yeah.
This time it's true.
Well,
if nothing else, we're honest salesmen.
Yeah. And I guess if while we're plugging things.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead and head over to patreon.com/podzilla1985.
Yes.
If you want to help fund our wonderful little show here.
Anything you contribute is appreciated. We use that money to boost these programs, to get better advertisements. We use that money for this podcast, and we couldn't be happier that you guys are supporting us like that.
And even if you only donate a dollar, everything helps, and just donating a dollar gets your name on our website forever.
And some people that donated dollars got their name said on the show a couple times, not in the most pleasant way. And to that person, I also don't apologize.
I don't think her dollar's pulled in a while anyway. So
for the record. Well, no.
It's so easy.
No, let's just move
it's
past
so
it.
It's so easy. Just as easy as?
Just move past it. Back to Gene Wilder.
Moving on.
The man deserves some respect, people. Please.
Yeah.
He was an actor. No, you know what he did that was amazing?
It's that.
They said it after, and I think Asa said it, but I already knew it.
Oh, man, yeah.
You know where I'm going with this?
Yeah, the Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
That he had Alzheimer's and didn't disclose it because he didn't want kids to know.
He didn't want to disappoint the fans.
He didn't want to disappoint the kids and wonder why Willy Wonka's that way.
Yep.
And because no kid that saw Charlie
sure
the Chocolate Factory
the quote that
thought
was
he was
on
Willy
there.
Wonka.
Mm-hmm. I think the quote that was on there was that he didn't want there to be one less smile in the world.
Which you have to wonder, did he actually say that or did they just attribute that to him?
I could see Gene Wilder saying it.
I could see him saying it.
And honestly, and they also said with the Alzheimer's, he never hit a point where,
he forgot.
He forgot. People. He always remembered his loved ones. It never got that bad.
Yeah.
So that's small miracles, graces, whatever you want to call it.
Miracles if you believe in them. I don't.
I mean, the universe can give us miracles.
What we call
miracles. I guess it depends on how you define a miracle. If you define it as an act of God, then sure, but, or if you define a miracle as just a crazy unlikely thing.
A miracle is when Dalton gets a girlfriend.
He's got one.
What?
Leg gasp.
Let's not talk about it because. I'm tired of cursing his life through this podcast.
You know, honestly, that's when everything started kind of falling
going
apart.
Downhill.
Yeah. But I never left you. Never left your side. I did, and then I had to read an apology for it. That I wrote.
And technically, he didn't leave the side. He just left the show.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You have, for great justice, you have proved of something.
So anyway, let's move past it. Back to Gene Wilder or beyond. You had something you wanted to add on to Gene Wilder?
Not a lot.
Or a topic you wanted to move on to from that?
My dad was a huge Gene Wilder fan, and my dad was a fan of a lot of things that he fortunately never saw pass before him. My father was a fan of Gene Wilder, Mr. Food. If you remember who Mr. Food is,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't, but... He was on KFS 12.
Yeah, he had the morning bit, didn't he?
Yeah,
yeah.
But there were a lot of things that my father passed away before he could see go. So the thing I remember most about Gene Wilder was just that my father loved Gene Wilder and loved his movies with Richard Pryor, loved Blazing Saddles, is the one that introduced me to Blazing Saddles. And, you know, I'm glad that he didn't see this happen because I'm sure my dad, you know, he lost his brother. Years before he passed away, he lost his best friend. He lost my mother. I'm sure my dad didn't need anything else going that he cared about.
2016 probably would have been a bad year for your dad.
2016 is a bad year for everybody.
That's really true, but I mean, just.
Yeah, every year was a bad year for my dad. It's just the day he was born. That's that young blood. That's why I'll never have children. I ain't cursing that bloodline. Just in that's like the Belmonts. It needs to stop.
Where it stands.
Yeah. Speaking of death, I put this note on here. I've got a little note here for the show. I almost did some research. I didn't, but I almost did. And one of the notes that I put was, just to show you how I write things down, our feared next dead, which sounds weird, man. But here's what I'm talking about. So Gene Wilder's gone. Richard Pryor is gone. Walt Disney's dead.
That's been a long time.
Sinatra's dead. I'm dead.
If you're going that way, wait, Jim Henson.
I'm doing the Kanye West bit.
Yeah.
Stupid Kanye.
Sorry. Why ain't he dead? So who's
fearing that one?
I'm saying like Goldberg. Who's next?
I mean, yeah, I get it. Like, you want to know who are you dreading to die soon?
Yeah, who are you?
I think we all agree on one.
Which
one?
Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a bad one.
No, okay.
That's going to be a rough day for me.
History of the World, my favorite Mel Brooks.
Part 1.
Part 1, yeah.
What about part 2?
They never made it.
I know.
Yeah. That was my favorite thing about it, because he's been asked about that 1,000 times. He's like, oh, I didn't.
They are making, apparently they're making a sequel to, what was it called?
History of the World?
No, no, no. Star Wars. With Lindsay.
What?
Spaceballs.
Pay attention.
That's been in production for a while.
What?
That's been in production for a while now.
I know. Yeah. And it's something that they're apparently doing.
Quotes.
But apparently Mel Brooks didn't know they were doing it.
I don't imagine that's a good thing to cut him out of.
It's always good when you cut the original artist out of something they created.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But other than Mel Brooks, you know, who? Stan Lee?
Yeah.
That's going to be a bad one.
Yeah.
That's not going to be fun.
One for me, and Dalton, you'll agree with me on this one. Bobby the Brain Heenan.
That was the one whenever you said that. That's who I went to. That's going to be another really not fun moment.
Yeah, because he's been slipping in health more and more and more and more. I was very sad when Roger Ebert died. And Bobby Heenan's a lot like Roger Ebert for me.
Yeah. And I don't know why I just keep thinking of like just a whole bunch of wrestlers that probably shouldn't be around anymore. Just for the way they live their lives.
Yeah.
That I don't want to see die, but I know it's going to happen soon.
I'm going to be sad when Hogan dies. I know not a lot of people will, but I will be.
I mean, yeah, it'll be sad.
And
like,
he is the last of him and Jake Roberts. How the hell is Jake the Snake Roberts still alive?
The DDP yoga.
Oh, no, he should have been long dead before that.
Yeah, he should have been dead years ago.
You want to play 21?
Yoga saved him.
I got 22. That man's got more cocaine in his system than...
Still! Like, it's cocaine. His blood is pure cocaine. That's why he's able to stay up.
It's crystallized.
Yeah, it's crystallized.
They found blood in his cocaine stream.
Like, you know when you play... you know, like, when you play Borderlands and you get the Crystallix and they have, like, the thing sticking out of them?
Yeah.
That's Jake Roberts' blood. Just gigantic crystals of cocaine.
Well, not after DDP yoga.
No, it's still there. You can't stretch the cocaine out of his blood.
No, it saved him.
Yeah. He lost weight.
Him and Scott Hall.
They did. Scott Hall looks pretty good.
No, Scott Hall still looks bad.
Compare Scott Hall to Kevin Nash.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you get sad.
Yeah.
Kevin Nash was in Magic Mike.
Yeah, Kevin Nash is still doing great.
Yeah, he was in Magic Mike. Scott Hall was in a Cops episode.
A decrepit old man.
No,
he can be anymore.
As the person in the back of the cop car number 3. That's what he was that. They didn't even want to put Scott Hall.
He was blurred face number 6 at the meth house.
Dynamite Kid.
Is he not dead?
No, Dynamite Kid's still alive.
Wow.
Yeah. That's going to be one that I'm going to be really upset about.
Jesse's shaking his head.
Wrestler.
I assumed, but that's why I was like, I've got no input. That's what that meant.
I'm pretty sure Dynamite Kid's still alive. Let me find out. I'm almost 100%.
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
Walken.
Christopher Walken's still pretty young,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah. He's in his 60s.
60s, 70s. Yeah.
Maybe 70s.
Well, you're forgetting that strain of actors in their 60s passing away this year.
Sam Elliott.
Oh, yeah. Sam Elliott's going to make me really sad.
He better not die.
The ultimate cowboy. Just.
He was in the movie I was named after.
And also Eagleton Ron.
Roadhouse.
Dalton? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Eagleton Ron.
That is Parks and Rec.
Oh, okay. Was he in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that episode.
It's episodes. Every episode he's in is great.
Everything he's in is great.
Because his name is Ron Dunn. And the way they introduce himself, because they call him Eagleton Ron because Nick Offerman plays Ron Swanson.
Yeah.
And Eagleton is basically like the city rival or whatever you want to call it. And eventually the cities merge. Spoilers, I guess. Whatever.
Jesse.
And they have a conversation with one another. And Ron asks, Ron what his name is. He says, Ron, what's your last name? Dunn. Is that your last name or are you done talking? and then Sam Elliott, just in his Sam Elliott voice, both. and just Nick Offerman, because he plays the exact same character up to that point anyway. You're assuming they're the same character, basically, because Nick Offerman just smiles.
he approves heartily. He found his mirror image.
Oh, don't worry. It makes a hard left.
It makes, yeah, hard left. Like, super hippie vegan. It's great.
Yeah.
And Nick Offerman is the opposite of that, exactly.
I feel like I need to see that.
It's so good.
I'll have the number 12. That's a party. That's a platter that feeds 12 people.
I know what I'm about, son.
I know what I was.
I think you would like the show for no other reason than Nick Offerman's Ron Swanson.
Oh, he was. I've seen a couple episodes. He's my favorite part.
He's the best part of the show.
Nick Offerman's stand-up. Nick Offerman's books.
Also, I now realize that this topic that I picked of Who We're Afraid Will Die Next is completely pointless because recently, time has shown us that you can die at any time.
Uh-huh.
You can die tomorrow, Dalton.
It gives me, like, think of some of the other celebrities we've lost at a young age.
Anton Yelchin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's his name? Fast and Furious guy.
Paul Walker.
And you go back, Heath Ledger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, the dude from Sequest? What was his name? Jonathan Brandis. People don't even realize he's dead. There are some people that don't realize he's dead. It's like, you remember the kid from Sequest? Oh, he died? Long time ago. He hung himself.
Well, and then there's the kid that played, Jet Jackson.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did an article about him on blogs, I can't remember his name. Yeah, he killed himself.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the kid that was the famous Jet Jackson. Uh-huh. Yeah, Disney star.
Well, yeah. Disney stars go one of two ways.
You're not wrong.
Well, yeah, you become a gangster rapper. You remember That's So Raven? That's what Corey's doing.
Corey's apparently a thug now.
Oh God,
it's
kind of
like that's the same thing with like Drake, because he talks about like his rough upbringing and everything else.
He grew up in Canada, homie.
Yeah, he grew up in Canada, and he was on a very popular Canadian TV show,
Degrassi.
I loved that show as a kid. Guilty pleasure.
But I did not know what that was until I moved out here.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Degrassi?
Yeah, no clue what that was until I moved
Bob
out here.
Watched it.
I actually discovered it when I lived in Colorado. We got the channel called Fuse. That's where I'd first seen it on.
I still get Fuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was the last music station, really.
Yeah.
That actually still had music videos and stuff. So me and my little brother got pretty obsessed with it then. They did like a super marathon.
Of Degrassi?
Yes.
And you watched it?
Yes. And boy, did we get obsessed.
You know, Jay and Silent Bob actually appeared on an episode of Degrassi?
Yes.
Yep.
As Jay and Silent Bob?
Yes, because they were filming a movie in Canada. And they kept wanting them to say Canadian words. Like, about.
I like playing that game where you connect different things by the characters that are involved. Like, you could claim that since Jay and Silent Bob were in Degrassi, that puts them as a part of the Kevin Smith universe.
Oh, yeah. What do they call it?
View Askew.
View Askew.
The View Askewverse.
Yeah. Which can also be tied to Scream, because
Jay and Silent Bob
were in Scream 2 or 3, I forget which one.
It's called a major crossover.
Yeah.
Well, except that Jay and Silent Bob weren't in Degrassi as Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, they were Jason Mewes.
It was just Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith.
Because Kevin Smith was recording a movie in Canada.
Dang.
Including the high school.
That would have been Chasing Amy.
No, it was a whole separate thing that they made.
Chasing Amy was like his first movie.
No, that was second.
That was Clerks.
That was Clerks. Second one was Mallrats. The one after that was Chasing Amy.
Chasing Amy was before Mallrats.
Are you sure?
Positive.
All right, we'll be figuring this
either
one out.
We'll be right back, folks.
Either way, yeah, no, it was Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes were doing a made up movie, but they needed a high school as the backdrop, so they wanted to do it in Degrassi.
So instead of the fake characters being in the fake show, it was real characters being in a fake show doing a real movie.
Yes. Well, doing a fake movie.
But it was a real movie that they were filming in Canada.
I was right.
They were.
I feel like that's wrong.
It was a made up movie. They wanted to be on the show because, like you said, Kevin Smith is a fan of Degrassi.
Yeah, he said that was one of the first things he did with his
great show. This is a great show. I don't mean to cut you off, but I need to talk to him real quick.
Yeah.
You haven't even seen the Kevin Smith movies, boy.
I haven't.
Which ones have you seen?
All of them.
All of them?
Red State? Let's see. We have Tusk.
I was about to say, did you watch Tusk? Because that's the uncommon one.
Yeah, Tusk. Yeah.
An awful movie.
I remember listening to the podcast that made
that
Tusk.
Born it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Like that. That was a terrible movie.
What's your favorite Kevin Smith movie?
Favorite Kevin Smith movie.
There's only one answer.
Is it?
No.
Yeah. There's pretty much only one answer.
That's not true because I like a lot of his films.
Dogma's really good. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back is pretty good. Dicing Amy's all right.
I think Dogma's probably my favorite just because I like horror.
And Dogma was funny. Yeah. I enjoyed Dogma.
But Clerks, I liked Mallrats.
I like Mallrats.
Was good. Clerks is probably my, like, Clerks and Clerks 2 are both just amazing movies.
I think like 13-year-old Dalton would say Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, but.
Oh, you know, that's fair.
Yeah, but I think
13-year-old Jesse would probably agree with 13-year-old Dalton.
13-year-old Shannon, there weren't Kevin Smith.
Yeah, but I say those movies weren't around yet.
Hey, no, that's not true. When was of Clerks?
94.
I was about to say Clerks was in the 90s.
94.
I was 12.
I was
there.
Two.
You go.
So yeah,
13-year-old Shannon liked Clerks because that was the only one.
Yeah. 13-year-old Shannon wasn't allowed
Lindsay
to watch
didn't
Clerks.
Know what Clerks yeah. was. I didn't watch Clerks till college.
I still really, really love Chasing Amy for some reason. I absolutely.
It's a good movie.
Yeah,
it's a good story.
Yeah, I absolutely love that.
I didn't. I didn't watch Clerks until high school. And then like I didn't really get Clerks until I started working retail.
Yeah, yeah.
There's Boy, did I get Clerks then.
There's a part in Clerks that is so uncomfortable. When the mother and the child are trying to rent a movie, a kid's movie. And
I did that at Hastings before. I did that same bit.
Randall's on the phone with a supplier and he's just saying the most vile porn name.
Cause he's trying to get porn for the department.
I read that he was so embarrassed by that. He filmed it separately. Like the reaction shots are not real. Like he would not say the words in front of the kid and the mom.
Yeah, no, I did that bit at Hastings a couple times because we'd have people come in and, like want to special order porn movies. So they would be at the computer at the, like where the video desk was and they'd be like, oh yeah, yeah, can you pre-order this? Like, and then I would just say the title as loud as I physically could.
You would get on the loudspeaker and go,
if I had thought I wouldn't have gotten fired, I would have done
that. Wait, you worked at Hastings?
Yeah. What's Hastings?
We can say that now.
It's true. That's the video rental library.
It's going out of business.
Once you leave your job, you can then say the name of it on the air. That's the rule.
Well, plus,
at the end of October, I can talk all the shit I want about it, and nobody can say anything.
That's true. What are they going to do? Is the ghost going to sue you?
Yeah, are they going to exist? Oh, man. I was about to make a joke.
No censorship on this show,
guys. You're going to miss Hastings, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Speaking of censorship.
Uh-oh.
I don't know anything about this.
That was a segue.
Yeah. I'm
two things. One, I'm probably going to cut that entire front rant out. I'm just going to warn you because the more I think about it, the more I realize how completely unprofessional that was.
Well, I'm really happy you're going to do that now.
I'm saying that on the show now because now the people that are listening are wondering, what's he talking about? Guys, you missed a 10-minute rant like you've never heard before.
It was very emotional.
If we get $80 a month in Patreon, we'll actually release
it. We'll release it on the mixtape, the underground mixtape.
Oh, no, yeah, we'll make that like a $100.
Make it a premium thing?
Yeah, like, okay, if you donate, oh, this would be great. No. I've got an even better idea. Donate $50.
Holy shit, that's not worth that much.
That's not all you get.
No, I don't like where this is going.
If you donate $50, you get every outtake from pre-recording show and... You know,
We do.
I have everything that I have ever recorded from the pre-show saved.
Same. You can get the underground mixtape. It is so racist.
So you send us
vile.
It is awful. If you send us $50, it's all yours.
We're gonna have to make this now. We're gonna have to, Jesse. This weekend,
you show me how to do it, and I will do it for you.
I need you to make a cover for it.
Okay.
Just like have us like in front of some ghetto or something. It's like the underground mixtape, Godzilla 1985.
And yeah, no, like this will be super easy to make. Like we'll make it a CD. It'll have tracks.
Oh my god. Put it on track. Put it on track 47. Asa talks about the Japanese wrestlers.
Put it on track 82. Asa expresses his real feelings about Dalton.
Without the beeps and elevator music.
Put it on track 82.
No, that clip has died.
Put it on track 85. Dalton reveals his real job and full name.
Track 32, Tanner raps.
Oh. Can we just make that an album?
Track 69. What?
He doesn't even know.
No, what?
I'm losing my shit over here.
That's the goddamn sex number.
What?
Huh? So seriously, $50 underground mixtape is all yours.
That's a good idea. And I can attest that some of the things that are said before the show and stuff that there've only been 3 or 4 times we've cut this show, but it was for good reason.
Yeah, no.
That rant earlier I'm talking about. Worth the money alone, unless you're specific people.
We don't edit the show outside of, like, we have cut, like Shannon said, this will be the fourth time that we've had to cut a chunk from a show.
Yeah.
Other than that, you hear the comedic beeps. but it's purely for comedy value. Obviously, yeah. We have no aversion to swearing on the show.
We don't. even though everyone keeps telling me, if you ever want to do anything, you really need to cut out the controversy.
Why?
Because, you know, it could look bad on you. There are certain people that have real jobs, big boy jobs, that, you know, if you say that you can't be associated with something like that. Part of the reason a lot of people have left this show is because of that reason. And then some of them came back, but talking about you, boy.
Lindsay.
What?
Okay, so
speaking of censorship. Yes. This is the next topic I wanted to talk about. So I saw a video from Boogie2988 last night. I was not aware of this, Jesse. I'm assuming you were.
You didn't fall asleep during it?
No, I actually heard most of it.
Okay.
Where Boogie2988, I forget what his name is. His real name is Steven, but I don't remember the rest of his name. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. You guys know what I'm talking about. You know Boogie.
Francis is his alternate character. Yeah.
Well, apparently there's this new thing on YouTube where they are censoring advertising and demonetizing videos that have quote unquote questionable content.
Controversial content, anything.
Racist, you know, stuff like that. Stuff that advertisers wouldn't want to be a part of. They are now flagging and demonetizing those videos. So Boogie said, I will not make money off of this video. And he knows he won't make money off of it. And for the most part, you would think, well, that's not a bad idea. Advertisers don't want their stuff on. If some dude's like making a racist rant or he's doing something super, super bad, clearly advertisers wouldn't want to be a part of that. And that's true. That's true. If I'm McDonald's, I don't want my stuff put in front of a guy who's making fun of black. I don't want him in front of a Donald Trump speech.
You don't want your ad on that video of the guy fornicating with a McChicken.
No. No.
Wow. Yeah,
that happened.
That was a video that went viral.
I did not need to know that.
If you're Petco, you don't want to put your video, your advertisement in front of a video of a kitten getting a hat slapped off by a bigger cat.
And then crying.
I was gonna say Michael Vick, but that's even sadder.
here's the problem with that though. Once you get away from those type of things, and like Boogie said, there are channels on YouTube that do news coverage. This show, there's a reason everyone, remember Jesse, we were like, everyone told us, do YouTube. You guys need to get on YouTube. We didn't. We tried. We tried and we quit very quickly because of all of the BS that was happening at YouTube at the time. Well, plus, and this is like, a whole new level.
All of the extra BS we have to do to put something on YouTube is just really annoying. Like they flag us for the intro music. They can flag us for inappropriate content. Like YouTube is just a pain for content creators at this point.
Especially people that want to do serious content. Go back to Tuesday when it was myself, Jesse, Asa, and Allie, and we were talking about Emmett Till. Some of the things said on that show were vile. Absolutely vile, but they weren't, it wasn't us saying it. We were just reading quoting historical documents.
Yeah.
Things that were relevant to the case of Emmett Till. Like I told Hunter today when he came in here, if you're going to talk about Emmett Till and not say what happened to him or the things that were said about him, then you're doing a disservice to what happened to him. And there are lots of channels that do stuff like this, that do serious content about controversial topics, war, genocide, racism, stuff like that. And if they can't do these videos, because a lot of those people, that's their income. This is not our income. All the money that we get for this show goes to this show. None of us take a dime from it.
Right.
But there are people that's their job, is to make content and put it on YouTube. That is how they make their living. And if you are a journalist, or you want to be a journalist, you can't put content on there now that's going to upset people because you won't get the advertising money. And then what are you supposed to do? Make fluff pieces? You know, make stuff that's happy so you won't get flagged? As a journalist personally, that's ridiculous. You should not be censored on the internet.
And I mean, like, what it's really impacting are a lot of the people, like any of the angry reviewers.
Yeah.
All of the angry reviewers are getting screwed by this. And like even people that do Let's Plays, if they have anything negative to say or they say anything negative in the video, like they get flagged. And it's really, really rough for them because that's just their entire livelihood is now gone.
And I don't like a lot of those. They're not my cup of tea.
But for some people,
people still have a right to do it.
They have a right to do it. Absolutely.
Right.
I believe, I owe an apology to Colin Kaepernick because I said the other day how I didn't like his exercise of free speech when he sat down because I thought it was inappropriate against the United States as a whole. But what little thing I forgot was that it is his absolute right to do it.
Yeah. One of the comics that I saw that just really, resonated with me was just the Kaepernick sitting on a bench and a bunch of people behind him yelling like, you know, what you're doing is disgraceful for all these people that fought for your right to stand. And then, like, you've got a bunch of soldiers over the next to him. It's like, actually, we fought for his right to do whatever he wants.
To sit or stand.
Sit or stand.
And yeah. There are a lot of veterans that are coming out in support of him now, which I think is good. Because, like I said, I missed the point of that. I got, well, America's not so bad, but that's the point of America, is that you can do stuff like that. You can protest.
Yep.
And you can also say whatever you want. Yeah. As long as it's not slander. As long as it's not, you know, you're not lying, you're not exposing anything, like, you know, Edward Snowden, that's a whole other show to talk about. But I don't feel it's right for these people to lose their livelihood because YouTube wants to go crazy with the ban hammer and the censor bot.
Yeah, they just want to keep their advertisers happy because obviously the advertisers are the one that are paying the money.
That's the problem with journalism now. It's all about advertising. The reason you see papers going under, the reason you see so many clickbait articles, the reason you see all of these terrible things that have been associated with journalism at this point is because it's not about the news anymore. It's about the advertisements and how much money we can rake in for these parent companies.
Yep.
Dalton.
I mean, I can't add much to it. I will say the one thing I don't like about YouTube recently is the amount of advertisements that I've been dealing with. Like, my job makes it to where I use YouTube a lot. And I'm doing presentations and stuff, and like I try to load up a video, and the first 30 seconds I'm just kind of sitting there like, well, I hope this loads up fast because I'm dealing with the Ring 2. Why are they making the Ring 2?
I'm sorry,
it's just called not the Ring 2.
There was already a Ring 2.
Yeah,
this is not Rings. Good.
Why?
It's the third one.
It looks interesting.
Well,
I said interesting. Interesting does not mean good.
That's true. Donald Trump looks interesting.
He is an interesting looking individual.
He's an interesting man.
Very. Doesn't very interesting
not
man.
Not going to talk about Trump. Not going to talk about Trump.
So anyway, no, the.
Not yet.
Hey, homie, I got a word for you. Adblock.
Adblock? I need to use that.
The look on his face when he looked at Jesse went, Adblock?
It's the hard drive thing all over again. How do I
like
do
you can see the Rolodex moving in his head looking for that word.
Because he understands the word separately.
Adblock.
That sounds like it would solve all my problems. And guess what, homie? It will.
Recycling.
You got Google Chrome?
Yeah.
Just Google Adblock Plus.
Of course, the problem with that is you can't use that on PlayStation.
Correct.
So
yeah, if you're trying to use it won't work on your phone, it won't work on your PlayStation, anything like that. But if you're just using a web browser and putting stuff on a projector, you download Adblock Plus, it will block every YouTube ad.
Huh. It really sucks when you play a video on PS4, Xbox One, or whatever, and you're hoping that at the worst case scenario, you get the commercial that has the 5 minutes or the 5 second skip. Mm-hmm. You only have to wait 5 seconds, then you can skip it.
But then you get the movie trailers.
You get that 30-second one that's unskippable, and you're like, oh, my God. I am literally being held hostage
right now.
It's
a bunch of, like, phone music things, which is really
weird. I get
weird.
Trump ads a lot.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I get stuff that I have no interest in
seeing. I
got
a Clinton one time that made me happy.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I have not seen a YouTube ad in years.
I literally saw 30 today.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah,
because I don't. I very rarely. I very rarely watch YouTube on anything other than my computer. So
yeah,
there's no ads because ad block.
Well, you're the reason that they're censoring them.
Because they. Well, no, I'm just the
reason that they're not getting paid.
Right.
Good.
I'm not contributing to the advertisers, which unfortunately means I'm not contributing to. Some of the content creators, but I'm not like that big into YouTube stuff. Like my online streaming stuff in terms of like created stuff, I like podcasts and I like Twitch.
Yeah.
So I watch a whole lot of Twitch and I do have Adblock disabled on Twitch.
I do my multimedia like I do my writing. I like to create it. I don't really enjoy it otherwise. I don't listen to podcasts. I barely watch videos. Usually when I watch videos, it's like I am, you know, we always say that Shannon's behind the times. I've now gotten into cat videos. Did you know there are cat videos on the internet?
Adblock?
Shannon Block?
Cat videos.
I asked Cody, who said he wanted to be a part of this conversation, said he was going to send me a private message so I could get his statement on YouTube censorship, never messaged me.
Kodu.
But I assume he's against it because Cody's a journalist just like me. And the people are lining up behind us at the store, I hear.
They are walking to... Thirsty Thursday, so heading to a bar.
They should not be drinking out in the middle of the street. They should get more in the middle of the street.
Yes, yeah. Wait for the semis.
The sad thing is these are all males, and I could have swore I heard a female voice.
No, no, I definitely saw a bunch of khaki shorts and button-up shirts.
All right, well, let's move past it.
Actually, keep talking for a second. I'm looking for something.
Like, I swear when they were coming, I heard female voices, not male.
Oh, no, they were all male. I didn't see a female in that group.
But that's my point.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know some people with some pretty feminine voices.
That's fine if you have a female voice.
Yeah, but it sounded like clear drunk Sarostitute.
I really love him going.
Clear drunk Sarostitute.
It's okay if you have a female voice.
I mean, I
can't have pizza. Oh.
I love you, homie.
I don't know. I have nothing.
Speaking of censorship.
There we go. All right.
Let's talk about, Jesse, I sent you this today. Let's talk a little bit about, what is this asshole's name? Peter Ronald Wexler. I saw this story on CNN. I'm right here now. Let me just read to you the beginning of the CNN article about Peter Ronald Wexler. Hunched over the keyboard of his computer in a mobile home park a few miles from Disneyland, Peter Ronald Wexler allegedly blogged in support of cop killers and the terror group ISIS, according to authorities. He even, quote unquote, encouraged others to level the Turkish consulate in LA with a Ryder truck. Following an anonymous tip with his provocative online post, an FBI supervisor in Los Angeles weighed in on the material and said that everything we have reviewed to date falls to the category of First Amendment protected speech. So this guy, who has encouraged people to kill and has supported cop killers and ISIS, is covered by the First Amendment, by freedom of speech, until FBI agents showed up at his door to talk to him about it. He turned them away. Then after he turned them away, he posted, "Is it murder to kill an FBI pig who knocks on your door without a warrant? I think not." A day later, he posted a memo to David Blaudich, the FBI's top agent in Southern California. "If your fucking goons ever show up at my house again, my knife will strike the necks."
Wow.
And he put that like in quotes. Like I didn't get it. I assumed he was referencing something and I meant to look that up.
Himself.
Wexler has since been charged in a 20-count federal indictment with making criminal threats to harm or kill that man and other agents, including by quote unquote cutting their throats and beheading them. He has pleaded not guilty.
I am not guilty of threatening these people, despite it is all over the internet.
And let me open
he
up your Facebook,
sir. He doesn't know what the internet
is. No, he obviously does. He just doesn't know how it works.
Fair enough.
I like that he was completely covered by freedom of speech until he threatened the FBI. Didn't matter that he threatened, you know.
No, it wasn't that he was threatening people. He was
agreeing with.
He was saying it was okay. Like, he was like, it's cool that, you know, ISIS is cutting heads off of people, right?
Well, yes, but he also encouraged. Where was it?
Well, I mean,
encouraging others to level a Turkish consulate.
Right. Encouraging others to do something and threatening to do it yourself are two different things.
And I think that's just awful, by the way.
I mean, no, like, it is awful. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
like,
you shouldn't
dude is
do
a
either.
Pile of shit and a scumbag. But, like, technically, up until he personally started threatening people, like, he was covered. But as soon as you start threatening people, that's when you start infringing on others' rights.
And let me tell you about one other person, Craig Jungwirth. And
Who?
Well, I'm going to read this from SouthFloridaGayNews.com. Don't laugh, Dalton. This
I'm
is a
not,
real site.
I didn't do anything.
Craig Jungwirth, and by the way, the language is going to get real salty here. So if you're offended by racial slurs and homosexual slurs, you might not want to listen. But Craig Jungwirth, the now infamous organizer of Beach Bear Weekend, appeared to have a meltdown this past week, repeatedly calling one man a quote-unquote nigger and threatening to launch a pulse-like massacre over Labor Day weekend. Quote unquote, "My events are selling out because you faggots are total patsies. None of you deserve to live. If you losers through the Pulse night thought the Pulse nightclub shooting was bad, wait till you see what I'm planning for Labor Day."
Oh my.
And it goes on. I don't want to read everything the guy wrote, but it is bad. At one point, he says, "I'm going to be killing you fags faster than cops kill niggers. It's time to clean up Wilton Manors from all you AIDS infested losers."
Wow.
Oh my God.
It's just a stunned silence here.
Sorry, but we can't. Words.
I got no words for that.
And they're saying that it's nothing. He's not been arrested. I think maybe they're investigating it. At least at the time of this, they're pursuing a restraining order against him. But the case was not heard initially because he wasn't served. So,
oh, he's dodging.
He's dodging the subpoena.
Yeah.
It's that bit from Reno 911.
And it's awful, the things he said. Both of these people have flat out, I mean, the most vile, irreprehensible things.
Yeah.
And this is covered by free speech, much like the Westboro Baptist Church that goes to funerals of soldiers and brags about dead soldiers and thank God for dead soldiers. God hates fags, this and that. And I'm still hearing the people behind me. It's really throwing me off. I really hate now the college is back in session. I want to point that out to everybody listening. But what do you think about that? Is this freedom of speech?
Like I said, the way I always look at it, any of these freedoms, like from the Bill of Rights, the way you have to look at it is like you have these freedoms until you infringe upon others' freedoms. So like you have the freedom of speech, but that's why like libel is a bad thing. Like if you or slander and stuff like that. Like if I go to Perryville and say like bad things about a certain someone that we know that works up there, that and that gets that person in trouble. They can sue me, especially if it's untrue.
Yeah. You can't say untrue things about people in public.
Right. Or even true. Like if it damages their life, then like I have infringed on their rights.
Yeah. What about when you threaten to kill them?
That's infringing on their right
to live.
They have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
But the argument that I've seen for these people is that it's just talk. They've never done anything.
Like I said, as soon as they start threatening people and start talking about that kind of stuff, like, yeah, they are then infringing on others' rights.
But should it be taken more seriously?
I mean, it should be, yeah. Like they should, like you said, they were investigating.
Investigating, but generally when someone, especially when you bring up something like Pulse, which if you don't remember what Pulse is, and I know you guys do, but for our listeners, it was the gay nightclub in Orlando where they had the mass shooting a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
When you say you thought that was bad, wait to see what I'm going to do. That sounds to me like that should be an immediate arrest. That should be an immediate track this guy down and lock him up so we can figure out what's going on. Because there have been people in the past that have written things on Facebook as a threat and have been arrested for it. There have been people that have been arrested for terrorist threats for saying, I have a bomb in a public place, for jokingly saying, I have a bomb, even though they don't. They're arrested for that. But these guys.
Yeah, but they can't press charges on them unless it's like there's something about like inciting panic.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be pretty panicked if someone said, hey, I'm going to shoot up the gays.
Well, there's a difference between that. Like if he said that, if he went to a live event, like say he went to an event where like gay people and supporters are gathering.
Any event, really. Like any place where there's a public place.
If you incite a riot or if you were inciting terror or anything like that in a public place right then yeah, that's a arrestable offense. But if you do it days prior, like they can beef up security, they can, you know, watch you or that kind of stuff, but they can't actually do anything to you.
So if you post something on the internet about, if I post it on the internet, I'm going to go to Gaming Grounds and shoot that place up.
We can call the police and the police can, you know, keep an eye on it, but they can't make an arrest until he actually does it.
Yeah. I mean, that happened at Hastings
one time.
Or tries
to do it.
That just seems really, in this day and age, when so many shootings and massacres are happening, that we wouldn't be a little bit more proactive with people that make threats like this in public.
Well, I mean, that actually, like, funny enough, the Marvel Civil War that's going on right now, Civil War II, that's kind of what that's about. It's they have discovered a way in the Marvel universe to figure out when someone's going to commit a crime before they do.
Minority Report.
Effectively, yeah. So the question is, do you, and that's what the Civil War is about, do you arrest these people without, like, before they commit the crime?
I feel if the United States government can detain thousands and put them in Guantanamo Bay while they wait to charge them with anything, I think it's perfectly okay for them to go to these people that are making threats online and arrest them and detain them until they can find out how legible those threats are.
Now, I'll admit that I am not very educated on Guantanamo. Aren't those non-citizens?
Those were people that were charged with terrorist actions related to 9/11 or being a part of terrorist cells or being a part of the organization. But but there are a lot of people that are there that were never charged, They've just been detained until they can charge them or until they have sufficient evidence. And that's a reason that everyone hates Guantanamo Bay so much, is because it's an internment camp.
Right.
It's what we did to the Japanese, you know, in World War II. It's just we're doing it to Muslims.
We're doing it to people that we
assume could be enemies.
Right.
Yeah.
That have at one point claimed to, or we have reason to suspect.
We have reason to suspect that they're related to it. And it should be unlawful.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why, if we can do that because of what happened in 9/11, why can we not, because of what happened at the Pulse nightclub, because of what happened in France, in, you know, all these places that are getting shot up, abortion clinics, whatever, we can't take these things more seriously and detain these people until we find out if they are or are not telling the truth about what they're capable of?
The thing is, it's a slippery slope. Like, to arrest somebody for making a post on the internet, like, it's real slippery. If it's bad enough, yeah, put some people on it, investigate it, beef up security, make sure to keep an eye on the guy. But you can't just start making arrests based on posts like that.
What do you think the worst would happen if we did? I know that's a hard question to answer, but if you are stupid enough to go online and make a threat that is so specific, I'm not saying if I went online and said, God, I want to kill someone, I'm so angry. Of course, that is a vague statement.
Right.
That's just blowing off steam. But if you go on there and specifically say, I'm going to target this group of people on this day, don't you think that that's different?
Well, I mean, yeah, and the thing of it is, whenever you say something like that, when you start putting that thing in there, like, well, situation A, situation B, if situation B starts getting targeted, they may start targeting situation A as well. They may just make it a broad sort, because it's also one of those things with the ambiguity of the internet makes people feel safe.
But they shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be. You shouldn't be saying it regardless. I'm not okaying one or the other. What I'm saying is, if they start charging people for what you said on the targeting specific people, they may start targeting A as well. It'll just do a zero tolerance. To which at that point, I don't think people should be posting that online anyway.
I don't either. And I think zero tolerance might not be a bad idea.
See, and that, like
censorship,
I
know.
Well, no, it's not even just censorship, especially if you're talking about making arrests. Like, okay, you get heated at a video game, or, okay, that doesn't really happen to us so much.
Steven's not here.
Say someone's getting, like, how many times has someone threatened to kill you on the internet because of a video game or some stupid shit like that?
Never. I'm that bad.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Well, except your own teammates. A lot of friendly fire,
like,
in those games.
Talking about, like, go kill yourself, like, all this other stuff. Like, all of this, like, super violent stuff happens on the internet all the time. Like, you can't.
But it's not specific.
I know, I understand what you're saying, like, it's not specific, but who determines what's specific?
The government.
What is specific enough?
Someone intelligent. Intelligence. Central Intelligence Agency.
Oh my God, we already have that. It's called the CIA.
We do.
What does that stand for?
I don't remember. Central Intelligence Agency.
Oh, you dumbass. Go along with the bit.
Seriously. Anyway.
He ain't funny.
He ain't funny.
Why do we have him on the show again?
I don't. He read the apology.
I just wanted that.
That you wrote.
No, I wrote that.
Why would you take that away, Tanner? That was mine.
You wrote that?
I wrote that.
I haven't even heard the apology.
I'm going to play it for you before we leave.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
All right, cool. But anyway, but no, like, it's one of those things, like, that's what I'm talking about with the slippery slope. You don't know when it's going to stop.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying too.
Like, you start there, like,
Salem Witch Trials.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, well, it looks good. And you're just like, okay, well, this is a cool thing. Nothing bad can come from this. Oh God.
And plus, I forgot the most obvious answer is, you don't detain these people who may or may not be psychopaths from targeting these people and killing them. What you do is you give everybody guns. And then once everybody has guns,
I mean,
these things won't happen anymore.
The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun, good guy with a gun.
Absolutely.
But more guns. That's the solution.
How many comic book issues have I had to read the next issue of because a superhero showed up and something screwy happened? All the time. That's what issue 7 is.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Did they have guns?
Nightwing usually doesn't.
Okay. If he had a gun, this wouldn't have happened. You know who gets things done?
The Punisher.
But Jesse.
That new figure I have is so awesome. I love that thing.
That's how you stop bad guys, is with a gun. But how do you stop clowns?
A circus.
Give them jobs.
Give them a job.
Fire hose?
Stop.
Make Carney's grain again.
Actually, it's a trick question.
Gundam?
It's still a gun.
Make him hang out with a bunch of his friends and get a really tiny car.
Now, see, my understanding is that clowns are bulletproof.
They're also nightmare fuel. As in, they'll get into your nightmares.
Can't sleep, clown will eat me. Can't sleep, clown will eat me.
That is true. Clown will eat clowns from space.
Yes.
No.
I watched.
Yes, Bob made me watch that damn movie.
I watched that movie for the first time when I was no older than six. And oddly enough, I have never been afraid of clowns. There are clowns that are really creepy.
There is one clown that I don't mind.
I was only
two. There are two clowns. I don't mind the first one.
Doink, Binky.
Okay, three.
Who's Binky?
Doink
from Garfield.
Oh. Hey, kids!
Yeah.
Doink.
No, Doink kind of bothers me.
Doink was
just a little bit.
Bozo.
Damn it, four. Okay.
Oh my god,
you like clowns? You just say it.
Okay, well, since you added the other ones, the two I was gonna say was Troa and Bozo.
I said Bozo.
Bozo's creepy as shit.
In black and white,
Sunday
Bozo
morning
was creepy
TV.
As shit.
It
wasn't he played cool by?
Oh no, that's what start. Yeah, what no, no Pennyworth. No, Pennyworth.
I was only
Pennyworth
afraid,
the clown is terrifying.
I was only afraid of one clown. It was whenever I was a little kid. It was at like a Mayfest in my hometown. And it was on stilts, and I was too young to understand that he was on stilts.
You thought he was that tall.
Yeah, you see a 20-foot clown, you get a little freaked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, try a 20-foot clown on Halloween in the middle of night that's purposely trying to be creepy.
That is where I was going with this, because you may be thinking, why are these clowns talking about clowns? The reason is because clowns have become disturbing. They have gone from the circus, and if you've paid attention to the news, clowns are popping up everywhere. At night, trying to creep people out, and we don't know why. They have not been identified, but it's getting bad. If you go to KFES 12, the top story of the past few days has continuously been clown sightings. Here's one right now from Greenville, South Carolina, from Fox Carolina, that says multiple law enforcement agencies are investigating a rash of incidents involving clown sightings at apartment complexes and other areas of Greenville and Spartanburg counties. Not only that, but you've seen pictures all over the internet of in England, of LA, just everywhere. Asa told me a story about how he heard there was a clown that was trying to lead kids into the woods. What's going on with the clowns? Enough from the clowns!
Talk about a tune that can be made really creepy.
Depending on how you play it.
Yeah, you look, slow the tempo. All you have to do is slow the tempo.
Look, no, look into my eyes.
Is that a tear going down your...
No, I'm putting the makeup on.
Okay.
Like I said, all you have to do is slow the tempo. Like, you change the instrument to, like, a busted piano or...
The broken piano. It's Matt Hardy's piano.
It's dilapidated.
Dilapidated.
It's extraordinary piano. A dilapidated piano.
Clowns have always been a center of fear, honestly, a paranoia.
And happiness.
Yeah, but there are legitimate, phobias of clowns.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called. Dalton, look that up real quick. What's the clown phobia called?
Well, they've actually just changed all phobias to phobia.
Oh, really?
Because there were too many.
That's true.
But
I saw a Maury episode once where they were afraid of pickles.
Yeah, so they just call it an irrational phobia at this point.
But is it irrational? All the crazy names.
When a clown is at your front door, there was a story that I saw yesterday on KFES 12 of a kid talking about a clown that came up to his door and knocked on it, was trying to get in, and the kid wouldn't let him. Kid was freaking out. What's going on with the clowns,
now,
man?
Colorophobia.
Let me see.
Colorophobia.
Colorophobia, yeah.
Colorophobia, okay.
Colorophobia.
So anyway, you know, there's a difference between having an irrational fear of something. So basically, like, okay, it makes sense for that kid to be afraid of that clown that is trying to break into his home. And that clown could give him a phobia of every other clown. It's not rational to be afraid of every clown. It is rational completely to be afraid of the clown that's coming in and trying to kill you.
Like it's not rational to be afraid of every Mexican, Donald Trump.
I'm just saying, ever since I met Tanner, I don't like buckets as much.
That's because he's going to fill the bucket with your blood one of these days.
So, like, for me, I have a phobia of anything getting anywhere near my eye. Mm-hmm. It's completely irrational. It's a knee-jerk reaction. If you try to touch my eye, it will hit you really hard.
Stephanie has a phobia of nuclear war.
It's true.
Yeah.
Though that one might be rational.
She couldn't play Fallout.
Yeah, because of her fear of it.
I guess my phobia would be, what am I having a rational fear of?
Just something that you just cannot handle.
Aliens. I know that sounds weird, but there are times that I'm laying in bed and I'm so afraid of abduction that if I see a light or if I feel weird, I will think that I'm being abducted and I get really scared.
That would be an irrational phobia, yes.
Because I've never been abducted. But I don't know for sure. One, I mean, it's not completely unheard of to be afraid of clowns. John Wayne Gacy used to dress as a clown.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not unheard of. Like, clown phobia is definitely a thing.
But I want to know why people are dressing up as clowns now. Is it just to be creepy? Because there's two parts of this. Let me say, there's two parts of my thought process in this. One is that someone saw it online, thought it was funny, and did it, and now it's just copycats are doing it over and over again. That's the most basic. That's what happened. That's really what happened. But the horror side of me and the paranormal side of me wants to believe that this is killer clowns from outer space and that this is a race of alien, specifically from the clown planet of Clownules, that has come down here to take over the world by snatching one child at a time.
I haven't checked in a while. Is ICP coming out with a new album?
Jesus Christ.
See, because I was actually about to say, like,
are they just juggalos?
Because I blame a mixture of ICP and American Horror Story.
Yeah, because these are legitimate clowns. Like, this isn't just like juggalos. These are people fully dressed
up.
Whoa,
they're legitimate clowns, too. We're not going to talk smack.
Krunk would agree with you. You're going to take this mystical axe.
We're going to flick our tongues. Then we're going to be friends.
I love Krunk. And Krunk we trust.
Oh, my. Well, anyway, no, like, it's... I mean, it... Yeah. I don't understand. Like, clowns can be just super creepy. Just imagine.
But you know what? They're never.
What's that?
Funny.
That's not true.
Bozo name a funny. Funny.
One Krusty funny the clown.
I was about to say there's one funny clown. And Doink. His name is Krusty.
I like Doink. He's the best clown.
What's Doink mean?
Like, Bozo was funny back in the day. Ronald McDonald is pretty funny.
I guess I always had a more sophisticated sense of humor. Cause I see clowns and I go, that's the gayest shit I ever heard.
You like slapstick humor, don't you?
Yes.
The clown
that is a clown's bread and butter is slapstick humor.
The clown from Air Bud. He was funny.
Don't remember him.
An actual clown, like an actual performing artist.
I've never met a clown in real life.
Oh, really?
I have.
I've seen real clowns. They're just, I mean.
Yeah, we call them juggalos.
I've seen juggalos too.
I've been to a few circuses.
Yeah, no, you go to a circus. Like,
that's
I've
called
had
a concert.
Parades.
One of my really,
no.
really rich friends growing up had a clown for his birthday.
That's terrifying.
Oh my God.
Uh huh. Yeah, no, like they just do like stupid shit and get hit and knocked down and like, you know, take pie to the face.
You know what I had for my birthday once?
What's that?
Piece of cake.
I had that once.
Once. Yay, hey, Dalton, you ever had a piece of cake?
Yeah, one.
I want cake right
there,
now.
Are you happy, Hunter?
Cake?
He just made Hunter happy. Yeah. So, research the clowns. It's actually getting kind of interesting and kind of scary because at some point something bad's going to happen. And I don't mean these clowns are going to kidnap somebody. One of these clowns is about to get shot.
I mean, like, if somebody knocks on my door and I look through the peephole and I see a clown, I'm reaching for my
weapon of choice.
Weapon of choice.
I'm about to go Tiger Woods' wife on one of these clowns if they do that to me.
I got.
He didn't hit anybody with the golf clubs. It was just her.
I know.
Okay, cool. Just making sure I'm safe.
Anyway, but yeah, no, like that's like if I look through the little hole and I see who's knocking at my door and it's a clown, I...
Hello, Jesse Kimball.
I honestly, like, I'm reaching out to my friends right now. Don't do this. You'll get hit so hard. Like, I will open the door and just, you will feel an intense pain.
There's someone right now that's listening to this going, what, dude, I'm just like a clown and mess with him.
Oh, please don't. I don't want to go to jail.
I don't want to hit this clown no more.
I will hit you.
Oh, I want to do it so bad.
I know, and I think you should.
I thought you wanted Dalton to be alive.
I never said that. All right, last story before we get out of here. I posted this on my Facebook earlier, so if you are friends of me, you saw this. Jesse, I'm assuming you didn't watch it. I know Lindsay didn't watch it. Dalton probably also did not watch it.
I haven't seen it yet.
There is a video, and I'll show you guys afterwards, because there's not really a lot to talk about it. But there's a video on my Facebook. You can look up my name, Shannon Young, on Facebook. And scroll down a little bit. It's a video of a gas station in Peru where something walked across. This is on CCTV. Something walks across in the background. The people notice it. They chase after it. It leaves. There are two angles from this. There's two videos that have been taken of this. One on this TV and another, I guess, is a cell phone footage. And this is all we know about it right now. It's not doctored. It's not fake. So whatever they see was actually there. The question is, what the hell was it? I don't know. It's really weird. It's shiny. It almost looks like a figure there's a figure, sorry, there's a part where a light shines on it and it looks like it's standing up. It is the strange, one of the strangest things I've seen. Right now they're investigating it. There is a ufologist who said that this is not from this world. He's staking his reputation on it. Go watch that video. You can also find it on at coasttocoastam.com. That is going to do it for us this week. We're going to leave you off with a, not a happy note, but just an important one. September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And as someone that has dealt with suicidal thoughts, and I know a lot of people here at this table probably have, I know Ethan has, I know Asa has, not to call everybody out, but this is something we've all gone through. It is important to get help, and this month is all about creating awareness for it. So we're going to leave you with this note that if you're interested in Suicide Awareness, Prevention Awareness Month, or if you are suffering from suicidal thoughts, there is people to talk to. There is a phone number to call. Dalton has that number. He's going to read that to you. We're going to talk about this more later in the month, share some personal stories. Until then, we'll see you guys on Saturday with the sports show, and then we'll do it all again next week with Nerd Up. Dalton, go ahead and take us out with that. Very important number.
National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Call 1-800-273-8255. Available 24 hours every day. There's also an online chat.
Use it. If you need it, use it. Have a good night, guys. We'll see you next week.